Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you?
It is the Savage Nation. Although it's Wednesday, it feels like Monday to me. So here we go. Where is everybody? Thank you, Fats. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you a little later. The fact of the matter is, I do a show when I want to do a show, which is now. Everyone's on vacation. All of the big wheels in talk radio, including little wheels, are gone. In fact, no wheels. Everyone's gone. Either fill-ins or best-ofs. I've always found the most productive parts of my life, like in August when I was a scholar. I somehow did scholarly papers in August when the libraries were empty. And then I find that I enjoy doing my shows more when the pace is slower, which is usually during the vacations. So I decided to come and look. If the president can take a break from his surfing and golfing to come back to prevent the cliff or push us over the cliff or climb the cliff or go, oh, like this myth of Sisyphus. They call it the fiscal cliff. To me, it's the myth of Sisyphus because once you get to the top, you're only going to roll the stone down the other side. And here we go again. So I'm not going to talk about the cliff or taxes. I intended to talk about something very serious today, but I've decided not to talk about anything serious to start with. I may do it later. Like, I was going to ask why the Fort Hood massacre is buried by the vermin in the media. I'm going to ask why Muslims are given a pass on such things as a massacre, such as the Fort Hood massacre. What is the Army hiding? And I will get to that. It's all about giving a pass to Nidal because he's a Muslim. You know, if he looked like Timothy McVeigh, blonde hair, blue eyes, he would have been roasted already. Roasted, basted, fried, boiled. But I'm not going to talk about the Fort Hood massacre right now. I'm not going to complain about Michelle Obama remaining in Hawaii costing taxpayers over $100,000, because she's entitled to it. As the Queen of America, she's entitled to it. And we welcome the president back. We respect him very much for returning from his vacation. He looks very nice in a green polo shirt, in a bulletproof Air Force One car, or whatever goes with it, that Drudge got sideways. I don't know how Drudge gets these pictures. I just don't understand it. So I went on the Drudge Report before the show, and I see I'm interested in longevity. I don't know if you are. I am. And it says 115 years of age, Japanese man to become oldest living man ever on record. Caught my attention. Didn't read it. I can pretty much know why he lived to 115. It's a combination of genetics, diet, lifestyle, okay? And a little bit of the unknown, because I've studied this all my life. And underneath it, something caught my eye. Study said expressing anger can add 2 years to your lifespan. So naturally, I went to the article because I'm an angry man. And all my life, people who've tried to control me have said, you shouldn't be so angry. You'll get sick and die young. Well, as Mark Twain said, when they asked him how does he get his exercise, he said, I get my exercise walking to the funerals of my more athletic friends. I'm not at the age yet where I can say that I get most of my anger out by laughing at the funerals of my more peaceful friends, nor do I think I actually would say that. But it's an interesting study saying that anger can add 2 years to your lifespan. Because if you get it out of your system, right? People have told me in radio, for example, when I started in talk radio, that it would help me live longer. Because I always thought I would die young. And thus far, it's not happened yet. And it's a crazy statement when you think about it. Father, God rest his soul, young. Grandfather, young. So then you were groping. What about great-grandfather in the old country in Europe? Oh, him, he lived to 43. It was one of those. So naturally, it drove me into diet. You know, I wrote books on health and nutrition, herbal medicine, travel all over the world. And I've learned certain things which I think apply. I have terrible genetics with regard to longevity. But I found out happily today that anger is very good for my longevity. So I intend to continue to be angry, not only on the air, but off the air as well. And I was going to ask you a question if you're listening to the show. Are you always angry? And, you know, is it really Obama's socialist policies that gets you angry? Or if you're a lib, is it really the Tea Party and their love for America that really gets you angry? Is it those of us on talk radio who get you angry? Is it the lack of truth in the news that gets you angry? Is it the liars in government who get you angry? Is it America's weakness before the world that gets you angry? Or it could be medical, medical, medical. There are four or five, eight reasons if you display anger all the time. There are hosts on radio who fake anger constantly. It's called indignation, righteous indignation, and fake righteous indignation. And it's a tool that's used by the novice in talk radio. What's the point of being angry all the time? I mean, there is a reason for it. Now, if you want to call me, because you have no idea why, what I'm talking about, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Although I will admit to you that I could do the show without any callers. I would like to see if anyone's listening. Right now, I have a black hole on the board. There's zero. I have 10 lines, which is nice. There's like an artist's canvas. And the canvas is now blank. So it's like a writer's page, they used to say. They get a fear of the white page. I never had that fear. I always knew that I could fill it when I had to. And I know that the same is true with the callers. I mean, if I wanted callers, I know what to say to just get callers. So here are the few conditions that can intensify your anger. Overactive thyroid. All right, nothing there. That's not even interesting. High cholesterol. But what was interesting, here's something interesting for those of you who are frightened of dropping dead of a heart attack and take statins, especially if you're from Staten Island. Because Staten Island itself can raise your blood pressure, especially after Sandy. But the drug statins, or if you want to say statins, if you're from Norwich, you can say that. Statins, which are widely prescribed for high cholesterol, can sometimes lead to you losing your temper. Why? In a study conducted by people at the University of California, researchers found that statins are linked to lower levels of serotonin, which can lead to an increase in depression and anger. I will tell you something. I have terrible blood chemistry, the worst in America. The worst, the most upside down, LDL, HDL, VLDL. I went through this for 20 years now. When I first saw it, I thought I'd be dead within a day. But I then tried to take statins. I got sick from them within a day or two. My muscles hurt me. My muscles hurt. They put me on a milder one. I stopped taking them. I just can't handle it. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't know this, that it also leads to depression. And anger. Diabetes can lead to anger. That we know. And, you know, low blood sugar. Are you kidding me? The Twinkie defense? Imbalance in sugar levels? You know that. You know that. The serotonin levels can lead to aggression, anger, confusion, panic attacks. So it's good to keep your sugar. Depression can lead to anger. Alzheimer's disease can affect brain function, emotional behavior. Autism is a developmental disorder, affects the brain's normal growth of social and communication skills. So if a person with autism is swamped with multiple tasks or sensory stimulation, it can enhance the anger of one suffering from autism. But that's also true for people who don't have autism. Some people cannot multitask. Okay? Now, sleeping pills. You may think sleeping pills are good for your anger. You're wrong. It's a funny thing. The few times in my life, and I would say it's a dozen times in my life I've used Valium. Maybe a dozen. I have used it about a dozen times. It's an amazing relaxant. I know the whole mechanism of how benzodiazepines work ever since they came out. They're wonderful for some conditions. However, they're very addictive. But I found out that the next day I'm very irritable. And then I did some more, you know, digging in the scientific literature, and it turns out that the next day that you use sleeping pills such which contain benzodiazepine-like compounds, you're going to find that the next day you have a reaction that's more of irritability. And last but not least, I know you don't want to hear it. You're going to say there's no difference between men and women, but there is. PMS. Due to the imbalance of hormones such as estrogen and progesterone, women become more irritable and increase in anger during this time. According to the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, I know you don't want to hear this, your mood can change during the last 2 weeks of your menstrual cycle as well as 2 weeks before your period. I'm sorry. I didn't create it. Okay, see if you can eliminate this somehow. You know, call up God and tell God he's a sexist. So as I was reading this article on anger, and right now I have a smashing headache. The worst. I've tried everything today. I know it did it. You see, it's Christmas weekend, and I had a wonderful meal Christmas the other night at my daughter's house. There were 12 people with three infants. Gorgeous. Unbelievable. There was a 91-year-old relative woman, a relative, came in. Perfect condition, no health issues, none. So I asked her, during the day, what do you owe your longevity? She said, clean living. You hear this? Go put that in your pipe and smoke it here in San Francisco. It's like my mother lived to 88. When I asked her on the air, what do you ascribe your longevity to? She says, in my case, she says, no sex. Okay? Now, I know the liberals say, let it all hang out. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? Yeah, did a lot of good for them. Get back to me when they're 40. Nevertheless, the meal was fabulous. Oh, what a meal. That's not what got me sick. I have another relative who I love very dearly who's obsessed with Chinese food. Whatever happens, wherever you go, no matter what, the car always winds up going to this restaurant in San Francisco. That is Hakka Chinese food. Hakka Chinese food. Salt baked chicken. Every dish is more delicious than the other. I've been going there for 40 years, but I only go there once a month or so. I ate it three times since Saturday night. I have a high blood pressure attack from the Hakka food you can die from. Nothing will control it. Bananas, tangerines, high potassium, nothing. Nothing will touch this headache. I'm through with that garbage. No more garbage Chinese food for me. In fact, I'm going on an oatmeal diet. So nevertheless, I'm dealing with this headache, and I'm reading the article on 8 medical reasons why you may always be angry. And suddenly, lo and behold, on the right side of the article, it has other articles related to it, most popular. Expressing anger can add 2 years to a person's lifespan. I already covered that. So that's good. Then, 8 medical reasons why you may always be angry. We just covered that. Then, bingo, I'll look at this one. Penis size study in 113 countries shows who comes out on top. Naturally, being a male, I looked it up. And I'm going to share that with you when I return right here on the Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 80 Central Avenue. Crash. Couple of cars. Left lane is blocked. Traffic very slow coming out of Berkeley. It'll be heavy pretty much from the maze, but the worst of it from Ashby out to Central Avenue. Bit sluggish. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge getting into San Francisco, but no huge delays. That commute. Fairfield through Vacaville. Finally getting better. A few brake lights here and there. Certainly heavy, but no more stop and go. And northbound 880 is still a little slow getting through that Whipple merge. I'm Dave Houck. Hot Talk 560 KSL.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Buy one, get three is back. Now at Joseph A. Bank.
Buy any Joseph A. Banks suit, sport coat, or outerwear and get three more absolutely free. That's any suit, sport coat, or outerwear. Four for the price of one. Mix them, match them, but buy them now. Buy one, get three free. From our finest leather jackets, raincoats, and cashmere topcoats, to the fine quality and tailored craftsmanship of our signature suits and sport coats. All suits, sport coats, or outerwear in the store. Buy one at regular price. Get three more of equal or lesser value. Absolutely free. That's four for the price of one. Going on now. Most stores open at 9 a.m. now through Saturday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Works collection not included.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000-plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say,
oh, by the way, we really love you guys.
I like to work with you.
On Hot Dog 5.
You're listening to the Great Savage Nation. The phone number, if you care to join the conversation, is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. And if I got you angry by saying the Great Savage Nation, that's actually good for you, because I read an article saying expressing anger can add 2 years to a person's lifespan. So if you get angry just hearing my voice, that's very good for you. A new study revealed that being hot-tempered and expressing your anger could be a key to enjoying a long and healthy life. And it says you need to let it all out, according to a new study that revealed that being hot-tempered and expressing your anger could be a key to enjoying a long and healthy life. Researchers Marcus Mund and Kristen Mitt at the University of Jena in Germany claim that the latest findings may explain why the hot-headed Italians and Spanish live almost 2 years longer than the cool English who, quote, keep calm and carry on. They found that exhibiting self-restraint and holding back negative emotions could have serious repercussions for a person's physical and mental well-being. They analyzed 6,000 patients. That's a good-sized study. And they found that people who internalized their anxiety suffered from an elevated pulse. So, all right, so the high elevated pulse can result in high blood pressure and increase a person's risk of a wide range of conditions, from heart disease, cancer, kidney, and more. The new study published in the journal Health Psychologies reveals that a group of so-called repressors are particularly at risk. These people are distinguished by the way that they attempt to conceal outward signs of fear and also by their defensive behavior. They avoid risks and always seek a high level of control over themselves and their surroundings. So it's cool and collected may be good if you're a repressor, but overall, not really good for survival and length of life, according to this study. Who knows if it's a valid study? But it's a fascinating study, because people deal with their anger in different ways. Some repress it, some let it out. You know, Italians are known for it. They used to be known, not anymore. Now Italians have become very much like wasps. The American experience tends to waspize everybody and turn people into repressors. This is not from the study. It's been my experience. Mediterranean people always gesticulated, hands, yelling, loud, screaming, right? Two generations later, they'll look like cadavers sitting around a Christmas table. The cadaver family are sitting there. Would you please pass the mashed potatoes kind of thing? I like going, you know, your people talk loud. But never. So we're talking about anger, and are you always angry? Is it really Obama's socialist policies? Is it really the Tea Party talk radio? The lack of truth in the news, liars in government, or America's weakness that's getting you mad? Or is it the fact that you're just basically a mad person, an angry person, ethnically, and you can't control it? Now, I did promise you that the penis size study in 113 countries shows who comes out on top. I will get to that eventually. I can't squeeze it into this segment. It's impossible. And I don't want to do it in a childish way. It's a medical statement. It's quite I mean, probably you can pretty much in advance figure that one out. I'll give you a hint at the penis size study. I have an Italian friend who jokingly once said to me years ago, Italians are happy Jews. Well, I laughed, and then I thought about it. Then I saw this study. I said, okay, that could be the reason. Okay, cymbal shot. Bang, kagum. Hartford, Connecticut, no. We're going to go to Tallahassee, Florida. Tony, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Mr. Savage. I'm the most pissed off person I know. And the only thing that seems to calm me down is weed. I tried to dive with the diobenzazepine or whatever, the Valium and the Ativan.
Yep. Benzodiazepine, fine.
It made me angrier. You said the next day I was completely irritable.
Right.
The stuff, you know, next thing I know, I'm yelling at my neighbor in my underwear, high off it. And
now, wait, you don't own an assault knife, do you?
I don't, but I just really don't see the alternative. You know, I go to my psychiatrist puts me on benzos, they make me crazy, so then I don't do nothing, and I'm more angry. I try to drink, and then I end up getting into fights with people. I just don't understand, and the one thing that I've got to be honest with you, me and a lot of the college students that we hang out in Gainesville, everybody likes you, except nobody can understand your beef with weed, because all my friends are going to be lawyers and doctors, some of them are going to political science, and we all smoke weed.
Well, I think I have to clarify my position on marijuana. How many times have I said it's not a moral or ethical objection that I have to marijuana? I don't care if you smoke it. I'm trying to alert you to the fact that medically, you are putting yourself at increased risk for lung cancer. The toxins in marijuana smoke are pretty strong. You should just be aware of it, that's all.
Okay, I just wanted to make you aware, though, sir, with all due respect, you do know how you're poisoning your body. I heard you talk about drinking vodka and
oh, yeah, very good stuff. Ask the Russians if it poisons them.
I mean...
Well, you know, this is an interesting area that you're starting to verge on. Alcohol is a poison, there's no question about it. I don't believe you actually think that marijuana is healthful for you, do you? I mean, it may calm you down, but it's not healthful.
Yes, it is, because you know something, I'll be totally...
Oh, you see, now you're just speaking out of the air, like you're trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat. Marijuana increases your risk of lung cancer. It is not healthful. Sorry, my friend. If you enjoy smoking dope and you're going to be a lawyer, you're a perfect Democrat. You're a perfect Democrat. Unfortunately, today, many conservatives are potheads as well, because the nation is finished. The nation of drug addicts on every level. I'll be right back.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this. The recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com. Or call them at 855-FOODWISE, promo code SAVAGE, and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Good evening, I'm Dave Houck, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. California's lost a bid to avoid requirements of the No Child Left Behind law. The Federal Education Act requires yearly improvements in test scores and punishes districts that fail to achieve the goals. Toyota announced an agreement worth more than $1 billion to settle a lawsuit involving unintended acceleration in some of its vehicles. Among other terms, Toyota will install a brake override system in an estimated 3.25 million vehicles and compensate car owners for the alleged reduced value of the vehicles. Taking a look at the roadways right now, still have delays eastbound 80 near Central Avenue. Crash left lane, traffic backed up before Ashby, and now
now we've got a hit-and-run accident eastbound 80 at Ashby Avenue that may be in the left lane as well. Northbound 280 connector to northbound 880, a crash there. That's got traffic backing up in downtown San Jose. I'm Dave Fuchs, KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hi, I'm Joe London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-378-2281. 800-378-2281.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
If you're a little worried about your finances and financial planning in 2013, you're not alone. I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and I think I can help. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect to pay more taxes out of your pocket. As the new economic policies play out, what is your best move for financial planning and retirement planning? A combination of tax increases and spending cuts may affect you and your family. Wow, what should you do about these issues? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I can work to do what's right for you. Call me anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Michael Savage here. Ellis Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now. 877, write it down. 933-3315.
Are you an angry person? That's what we're talking about tonight on the Savage Nation. A little Cuban music. Everyone's on vacation, yet the board's full now. I knew it. I knew I could get my audience in tonight. I knew I could hook you in. Because it's logic. Think about it. Okay, everyone's on vacation, but they have to go somewhere, right? So now they're there. Now, did everyone leave the country? No. A good percentage went somewhere, but doesn't mean they left the country. So when they got where they're going, then they have nothing to do, especially at night. So they have to turn on either television or radio or the computer or whatever. So I figure my audience is somewhere. Even if they're not listening to me on their home station, they're listening to the Savage somewhere. So they're in a relative's house. So they went in the bathroom or the car. Because they don't want to exhibit their love for America. It's become a crime to exhibit their love for America, especially around the peaceful tables of Christmas time, which bring out a lot of anger in people, incidentally. These enforced holidays of doing nothing bring out a lot of rage in people because they don't know what to do with themselves. They're not used to it. We're a highly productive people. We have no idea. Idleness, 4 days in a row, driving around, going to the mall, going through a movie. It's like a nightmare. It's like being on glue. I can't do it. I mean, I was off Monday and Tuesday. A nightmare for me. I'm a worker. I wouldn't say workaholic. I'm a worker. I was raised to work. I've been working since I'm 5 years old. I'm not complaining about it. It's productive. I feel like I'm useful to society. You know, I'm going to get sidetracked from the anger and the penis size story, which I did tell you I read it. I mean, I have to do it not for shock value. It's a very interesting story. And it's not meant to shock you. It is kind of funny, though, when you look at it around the world. It does confirm stereotypes in some regard. But before I do that, I'm getting into four or five different sidetracks now. The professor who wrote the article on the size deal is a little controversial for one reason. Because he has published a paper in the past which claimed that certain races have evolved to be more intelligent than others. And because of that, he's been slammed in the scientific community, even though we all know that's true. In fact, I'm going to tell you something else about that thing on intelligence and race that nobody wants to pay attention to. One of the greatest minds of the last century in science, Mr. Watson, of the famous team of Watson and Crick, who first elucidated the DNA helix, one of the greatest minds of our time, Mr. Watson was the head of the Cold Spring Harbor laboratories in Long Island. And about 7 years ago, he dared publish a paper on race and intelligence. And because of it, he was fired. Would you believe it? They lost one of the greatest scientists, just as I just lost my Telos computer and I can no longer talk to my audience. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I'll have to ask my call screener to just put the calls up. But I wanted to talk about anger for a minute because I'm generally an angry person, to be honest with you. I've always been angry, even since I've been a kid. I'm a happy angry person. I'm not a mean angry person. There's a difference in temperament. I'm quick to anger and quick to forgive, for example. There are three types of personalities according to the ancients. Those who are quick to anger and quick to forgive are the norm. Those who are quick to anger and slow to forgive are the worst kind of person. And then the saint, they said, are those who are slow to anger and quick to forgive. Would you believe it? But anger is part of the human temperament. And there are different ways to relate to stresses. Some relate through anger, some don't, you know. So anyway, we're talking about that. And then I stumbled on this article on the size issue. So I'm going to read it to you anyway. Lynn, the professor emeritus at Ulster University in Northern Ireland, said he studied this size deal in 113 countries. And what he discovered was the United States came in at 5 inches, Australia 5.2. And at the top of the list were the Congo, whose men boasted an average of 7.1. Closely following them were Ecuadorians at 7.0. Guineans at 6.8 and Colombians at 6.7. Now, here, this gets interesting. In Europe, Italians were the top of the list with 6.2. Next was Greece at 5.8 and Germany at 5.7. Britons measured in at 5.5, beating out the French who measured at 5.3. Rounding out the list, according to the study, were North and South Korea, who both measure on average 3.8. So it's a controversial study, but it's very interesting if it's true in many ways. Because in some ways, you know, you can make something of this. In other ways, you can say it's nonsense. The phone number, you know, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm going to have my call screen to throw up a call because I can't see the screen right now. Doug, throw me a call. Go ahead, please. Line 3, you're on the Savage Nation, which I can't take. Line 3, what's your name?
Is that me? That's Anna.
Anna, hi. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just wanted to talk to you a little bit about anger, and it seems to me, maybe this is very simplistic, that the reason that people that when you get angry you're happier is because it relieves stress. And anything that relieves stress makes you healthier because you're not stressed.
Well, that's what the scientists, the doctors who studied anger say. Getting it out is very good for the body. Otherwise, you build it up. It's kind of common sense. We've all known people who are quiet and they're always seething. You know, you can always feel it.
Right.
And you see them clenching their fists and they don't say anything.
Right.
They're built. It's like common sense. They're building up the tension, right?
Right. And whatever body parts are the weakest, they're going to affect that body part because that's their stress point.
Well, now you're relating to the other article I was reading from, which I don't want to get into.
Stress is a killer. And if you get angry and it helps you relieve your stress to be angry, then you're making yourself healthier by being.
All right. So you agree then that letting it all hang out is basically good for a person. Thank you very much. See, the woman agrees. Anger's an interesting question. I don't really express my anger as much as I should. I used to be more angry. I can't say I was happier. I'm not as angry as I used to be. Now I'm just used to the fact that the country's destroyed by the Democrats who are going to steal our wealth, steal our self-pride, and steal our national security. Which leads me to, no, it leads me really to something that sometimes agitates me. I'm a big television watcher after the show. It relaxes my mind. I'll admit it. I have no shame in it. I think television, if you select the shows properly, can be one of the greatest teaching tools in the world. So one of the shows I love to watch is history, military history in particular. Well, yesterday, hours, I was watching the World at War series, which I've seen numerous times over the years. And if you watch this series of World War II, The World at War, you learn so much from it. You learn about the rise of Germany based on anger because they were defeated in World War I. Then they created a scapegoat in the Jews, and where that led to the death camps, the whole story. And then you find out that Hitler's insane angers led to his megalomania when he became a total megalomaniac and didn't listen to his generals any longer. Then he started making military blunders, invading Russia, many blunders, one military blunder after another. His hatred of the Jews is what cost him the war, by the way. This is an interesting paradox. The hatred, had he not had this obsession against the Jews, Hitler, and he had not driven Einstein out and some of the other greatest physicists of that time, Niels Bohr, I think Enrico Fermi, who was Italian, was driven out by the fascists. They all came to America. Had they not come to America, I mean, the world would have been a different place. So it just shows you how things work out. But nevertheless, you start watching the History Channel over and over and over again, and you learn so many different things. You can learn from anything. But there's also a danger in too much media. And one of the dangers for me, personally, and I'm getting sidetracked pretty quickly here, is that when I see the carnage, guys laying on the side of the road after a battle, I don't care whether they're U.S. troops, German troops, Italian troops, Ethiopian troops, Japanese troops, Chinese troops, when you see carnage of hundreds of men laying there broken and dead horses after a bombing raid, you start to realize that those men were exactly like you. Amongst those men, there were men with fine minds, terrific personalities, wives, children, hopes, dreams, smashed with one bullet and one bomb. And you start to realize it starts to affect you in a very deep manner. And it can have a very caustic effect on your ability to get up the next day and handle it. So then I start thinking about America right now, where we're at. It makes me think about it. And I start to realize that if this country does not have a nationalist movement, and I've said this before on the show, I've written about it in one of my books, it wasn't in trickle-down tyranny, it was not in trickle-up poverty, it was in one of the books before it. I have said that the only thing that can save America from this drift towards internationalism, worldwide socialism, the loss of our national identity, is my slogan, Borders, Language, Culture, and the new nationalist party. I would say that a new nationalist party could save this country. The only counterpoint to this insane liberalism would be a nationalist party. Now, it almost happened with the Tea Party. The Tea Party was the nationalist party it was building. It was decimated by the unions and by others. And I remember when it was attacked. It was attacked first by the Congressional Black Caucus, who screamed and yelled at the Tea Party people and lied about them. They said that the Tea Party did this and that. They didn't do any of those things. The Congressional Black Caucus hated the Tea Party. They're on record for it. Then the union thugs came out and said, we're going to take them out and take them down. Then the Democrat Party went after the Tea Party. The very essence of America is the Tea Party. And yet, they were cast as the enemies of America. And yet, these socialists have completely lied about the Tea Party. So getting back to it, so I'm thinking about these World at War series, and I'm watching it, and I realize that most liberals are afraid of nationalism. It's been brainwashed into them to fear nationalists and nationalism. They always come to the same conclusion that nationalism will lead to Hitler. It doesn't always have to lead to Hitler. Sometimes nationalism can lead to national pride and survival. And the opposite of nationalism is international socialism as practiced by Barry Obama. Barry Obama is, by every definition, any intelligent, educated person can tell you he's a socialist. He doesn't have to wear a red beret and tell you he's a socialist. His policies are socialist. He hasn't yet seized all of the heavy industries. He's not Kim Jong-il yet, but he's on the road. His policies are that of socialism, seizing power, seizing property, seizing wealth, attacking wealth, class warfare. Every technique that he and the Chicago mob are using is a mob technique used by the international socialists from day one. It's a very dangerous situation. The only counterpoint to it will be an American Nationalist Party that has a very strict firewall, not going over that line into racism. That's a very important point, which I've said since 1994 when I started in radio. And I believe in borders, language, and culture as the theme of this party. And I also said to myself last night, I couldn't sleep after watching the series, that if I had the time left on Earth, I would start the Nationalist Party. It would take approximately 10 years to have an effect on the country. I don't know if there's time for it. The Tea Party was the nascent Nationalist Party. They were looking for a charismatic leader. There was no charismatic leader. There were a few people who could have been the charismatic leader of the Tea Party, but they got locked up in their own ego. They forgot that their mission was not about them. The mission was about the nation. They got lost in their ego, and then they lost their following. And that's what I was thinking about. I was saying, well, okay, but I could still do it. It could still be done. And someone will come along within time who will be the leader of the Nationalist Party. And the theme is simple, borders, language, culture. Steal the slogan. It's mine. I've been using it. Now, before I take this break, I'm going to play a soundbite from an old drunk who used to be on ABC News, a loudmouth, loud of the worst order, Sam Donaldson from old ABC days, where he tells Tea Partiers, it's not your country, it's our country. I want you to listen to this lying drunk in clip one.
The minorities reelected President Obama, but I'm going with Caddy. It was the Tea Party and the thinking of the Tea Party and people like that that are driving the Republicans out of contention as a national party. You cannot win nationally if you don't know something about the way the country's changed. Mm-hmm. And the Tea Party seems to think the country can go back 25 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. The greatest slogan that I hated during this last campaign was, we want to take back our country. Guys, it's not your country anymore. It's our country and you're part of it. But that thinking is going to defeat Republicans nationally if they don't get rid of it.
Now, I don't know whether he made this statement before he was arrested for drunk driving or after, but I will tell you, this is the kind of lie that they tell themselves and tell each other. What's intriguing to me is that here's an old rich white man, Sam Donaldson, suddenly putting on the mantle of a minority. Suddenly, Sam Donaldson is one of the unwashed masses coming across the Rio Grande, smuggling himself into America. Is this guy crazy? Does he really think that minorities identify with his lies? Moreover, I'll tell you something else, Sam, and all of your cohorts. Most minorities who come here to work want to be like us old white guys. They don't want to be like you frauds on the news channels. They hate your guts. That's my opinion. But I want to get back to the bigger story. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Had Romney ever said one word about supporting borders, language, and culture, he would have been president. But as we learned over the long Christmas weekend, his own son said he didn't want to be president. I want to remind you of something. Michael Savage, me, I am the only one who said for over 2 years now that Romney never wanted to be president. Romney was a fall guy. Romney was put up by the establishment to lose for the Republicans. I still tell you right now to this day, the Republicans threw the election. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Okay, as of traffic, pretty light out there for the most part, but a couple of things happening. Westbound 80 Tennessee Street in Vallejo crash. Couple of cars, center divide. South Bay, southbound 101 at Tully Road, getting first reports of an accident. CHP is on the way. And westbound 580 Castro Valley off ramp. Looks like we've got a stalled car, at least partially blocking the left lane of the off ramp there. A CHP on the way to help out. Eastbound 80 San Pablo Dam Road, accident there. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Sick and tired of being tired? Trade your tired old mattress for this luxury memory foam mattress from ZenBedroom.com. Rejoice! Your sleepless nights are things of the past. Get up to 79% off with SweetJack.com.
8393 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Call today, 800-589-8393.
It's the Savage Nation. We're talking about everything, the way humans actually converse, from Christmas dinner to Chinese food and headaches, are you always angry, to the size of the you-know-what, to the lack of truth in the news, to the drunk Sam Donaldson having the nerve to get on TV and say, Tea Partiers, it's not your country anymore, it's our country. And this is the same Sam Donaldson who was arrested for a DUI last week. So I don't know whether he was arrested on the way to or from the studio where he told us that we have no right to want to take the country back to the great days of this country. It's unbelievable to me. It wasn't that the Republicans got defeated because of their love of country. It was because they threw the election by not expressing anything. They stood for nothing. John Boehner, how long have I told you with the pink tie? What does John Boehner stand for? Nothing. He stands for nothing. Nothing. A pallbearer. So if the Republicans stood for something, then the electorate would have said, okay, I have a choice between Obama's high taxes, welfare state, internationalism, loss of national pride, and the party that stands for the opposite, borders, language, culture. But I didn't hear that. Romney never stood for anything. And we learned last weekend that his son said he never wanted a win, which goes back to me telling you that it looked like he was set up as a fall guy by the secret hands that run this country. It's a charade. How many years have I told you? The way the game works is 8 years Repubs, 8 years Dems, 8 years Repubs, 8 years Dems. So I said, I don't care who they run up against Obama, he's going to lose. And they picked a milquetoast candidate who stood for nothing and a man who should never have won. They threw him the election. Then Romney comes out in the eighth round and almost wins by accident. The real Romney stands up and smears the floor, wipes the floor with Obama during a debate one. Looks pointedly together. Obama looks like the teleprompter reader that he is. And Romney suddenly soars. And what does he do the next two? They bring out the worst vermin from the sewer on the network. That creature, Candy Crawley, crawls out of the sewer. And she sets him up, and he takes it. And it's Mr. President. He starts referring to Obama as Mr. President. He's debating him, calling him Mr. President. You hear? So the rest is history. I don't want to relive it. I'm telling you what happened. So don't tell me it's because of the Republican Party, their belief system, rather, that they lost the election. They have no belief system. If we had another party that stood for something, such as borders, language, and culture, and could articulate that, they would wipe the floor with the Internationalist Socialist Democrat Party, which is destroying this country and everything it ever stood for. Because most minorities come here wanting to be in a country that stands for something. They don't want to be dragged back to the hellhole they ran away from, which is what they see happening. Again, we have loads of callers on the issue of anger, which I cannot get to. I'm angry that I can't get to it. But remember, I'm the only one in talk radio who told you that the election was thrown. And I told it to you a year before it, that it looked to me like he was a fall guy. And I told you that it was 8 years Clinton and 8 years Bush, right? I told you it was going to be 8 years Obama. I told you that. Don't you remember Obama last year gave it away when I'm reelected, if I'm reelected? You don't remember twice? He was told he was going to win. It's the way the game works. So that's the game. Only a nationalist party can save the country. Celebrate it. Create it. Work with your local Tea Party and pray for a real leader. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And I am here. I am here. I'm not replaying. I'm not on a replay. It's not a fake show. It's not a best of. It's not a filler. I mean, God bless the fill-ins. They're entitled to fill in, but I like to work during vacation weeks. I find vacations very trying because there's no greater expression of my anger than on my radio show, but it's a controlled anger. We've been talking about anger in the first hour because a scientific study came out saying that people who are angry live about 2 years longer than those who repressed their anger. Who knows if it's, a valid study or what? I mean, I'm an epidemiologist by training, but these studies are so fishy to begin with. It's an interesting thesis. People have an intuitive feeling, though, that if they express their anger, it's good for them. And I think it is. I think a healthy expression of anger is healthy. And I think repression is unhealthy. Now, that doesn't mean you have to scream your head off wherever you are. Obviously, there are people who bottle it up and then become psychotic shooters. Do I have to spell it out for you? And then there are very big reasons to be angry today. Put aside all of that. I mean, are you always angry, or are you angry because of Obama's policies? or you're angry because of the Tea Party, angry because of talk radio, angry because of the liars in the media like Sam Donaldson, the irrelevant drunk, telling Tea Partiers it's not your country, it's our country. Are you angry because you found out that Mitt Romney's son said that his father didn't really want to be president and that you were hoodwinked again? Are you angry because Hillary Clinton's making believe that she can't testify and disappeared altogether? Come up with a million reasons. It could be just because you're an angry person, and then you latch on to reasons to get yourself angry. You know, look at it that way. But there are reasons to get angry if you love the country. Real reasons. So it leads us to the show, and the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And I have lots of callers from either angry people or non-angry people. I can't tell what they are. I also brought up a subject matter, which I'm not going to repeat because then it'll start to sound juvenile. It'll start to border like the guy on satellite radio does it for a living. But it was very interesting to me. I hope you've been enjoying reading my book, Train Tracks, over the holidays. I had a wonderful holiday. I'm not angry because I have... Luckily, I'm blessed with family, you know. We don't see each other as a whole family very often, but over the holidays we did. And, what a dinner. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful. And there were three little babies, infants, two in little carriage. Took them out of my boat, 11 people. Normally I'm alone on the boat with my dog, and I don't mind that either. I'm a loner at this point. I was never a loner as a kid. I was like the shortstop on the team. Everyone liked me. I was the funny guy, kept everyone going. You know, everyone liked Michael, but... You get older, you find out that you have to walk alone. You know, you have to walk the line alone at the end of the day. When it comes down to the serious business of life, it's you and you alone, my friend. It's nice to think that there are people behind you, but there aren't. Basically, you're alone. And the faster you learn that you got to walk alone on this earth, the stronger you're going to be. And then you could find room in your life for a few people you can talk to. You're very lucky. But you have to remember that at the end of the day, who's going to be there for you when you get sick or when you need something? They're not going to be there for you. There are no such... Those days of the fiction of the friends are over. Family might be there for you, unless you watch Channel 271 on Wives with Knives or something like that. And even that you can't... I love those shows. I love those shows about bad marriages. One of those shows is really... They always show them happy, and then like 3 years later, she's killing him or something. Like, crazy. Or the lawsuits. Very cynical. Why Fort Hood shooter still awaits trial 3 years later? That's the top story on MichaelSavage.com. I will not read it to you. You'll read it. I'll tell you why the Fort Hood shooter is still awaiting trial 3 years later. Because he's a Muslim, and the U.S. Army was guilty of the slaughter of 13 and the shooting of 33 people because they knew this guy was a lunatic, Islamist murderer, and they should have arrested him and taken him out of his job years before. So they instead got rid of the judge. You know, if he was a Christian with blonde hair and blue eyes, he'd be dead already. Next article. State Department avoids criticizing Egypt's constitution. Calling Egypt's new document the constitution will be like calling Hitler's Mein Kampf a constitution. The vote was a major victory for the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, the architect of this is Hillary Clinton, who is invisible. Invisible! She's nowhere. The Arab winter is the greatest foreign policy disaster of our lifetime. I do not know of a greater foreign policy disaster. And yet, because of the drunks and the drug addicts and the media, you don't even understand this. I'm not going to get angry. I got a show to do every day this week. I don't want to blow it already on one show. Former prosecutor says Tawana Brawley still owes him $429,000. It's an interesting story about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, when he was a hefty fellow, who used racial hatred to get where he is today, working for NBC General Electric. At least they know where he is at that night. He's not in front of the building screaming about them not paying their taxes. I told you 1,000 times, why would Jeffrey Immelt, who is perhaps one of the least patriotic men in the history of America, corporate life, in my estimation. Jeffrey Immelt is Obama's job czar. Listen to this. The man runs GE. They make him the job czar. One of the things the job czar does is take a 128-year-old x-ray factory out of Michigan and move it to China. That's his idea of a job. And moving the jobs to China. Now, if you're a company like GE and you earn about $5 billion domestically and you pay no taxes because you know how to cook the books and get around the laws, You got nothing to fear because there's no media anymore. So you buy the media. So GE buys NBC. They buy MSNBC. They put these sophomoric clowns on it. Then they go and get the gutter rats like Al Sharpton. Why would they give Al Sharpton $1 million or $2 million a year to be up there read a teleprompter? Because at least they know where he is. It's a good investment. Instead of him screaming about taxes in front of the GE building or outside ML's Fifth Avenue apartment or wherever he lives, they got him locked up in the studio for $1 million bucks. It's a good investment. And the same with the other anti-American sophomores and juniors that they have on the network. Instead of screaming outside GE to pay their fair share, they put the morons on MSNBC. That's an important story because the detective who was smeared by Sharpton and Tawana Brawley is demanding that he be paid finally 20 years later. What else is on Michael Savage? There's a lot of good stories. I don't want to read all of them right now because you'll get confused. You'll multitask. Let me go to the bottom. Oh, I was bored last night after the Chinese meal, for the fifth Chinese meal, with a headache from the salt and the MSG. And I was I stumbled on a site. Where is it? Where is this? Looking at my pension papers. I stumbled on a photographic site. And started looking at pictures. So first I went to look up a painting that I love. I go to a certain museum in San Francisco, the Young Museum, and I always go to the American Art Gallery. I love walking down the hallway and seeing the colonial chairs, the colonial art. And I love going into the paintings. And there's one painting I'm drawn to all the time. It's a painting of a ship on the ice, icebound ship in the Arctic by William Bradford. For some reason, I'm drawn to it. I've always been fascinated by Shackleton's great heroic ventures. The other Arctic and Antarctic explorers always intrigued me when I was younger. So I'm drawn to this painting. It's something I sit for minutes and look at it. Look at it, look at it, look at it. Symbolically, it's all of us in our life. An icebound ship in the Arctic strikes me as man's fate on Earth, by the way. We're all sort of icebound, locked in the ice. In some way or another, because we're alone, trapped in our souls, trapped in our body. I don't know the symbolism, what it really means. So I'm looking at the art appraisal, you know, guide, and I realized that I can't buy that painting. First of all, it's not for sale. I'm looking at it, blah, blah, blah. Then I stumble on that to another site on the right of pictures, and then there's pictures of a World War One organized crime, which I'm fascinated by, and I like the picture of the actual picture of him shot in the eye in Hollywood. I forget his name, the gangster shot in the eye. Then I go over to Hollywood in the 50s, 40s, then New York, blah, blah, blah. So I see New York pictures going back to 1910. Great black and white pictures. And I stumble on one, and it shows men seeking employment in 1908 as snow shovelers in New York City. They're all lined up. They're dying for a little job to shovel snow. And I headlined it on my website. Now they're on food stamps and welfare. Now they're on food stamps and welfare. That's it. And then expressing anger can add 2 years to your lifespan. Medieval church finds home in California. Gorgeous. Another article for Gandolfini. Small roles prove his acting muscle. Very interesting articles I found. You know, I have a small website, michaelsavage.com, and it's not got a lot of articles, but everyone has a picture in it. It's kind of an interesting geography of what I'm interested in at the end of the day. I try to avoid stuff you get on the bigger sites because you get it there anyway. I go there in the morning. So anyway, we're talking about all these topics, this and that, anger, why you're always angry. We are talking about whether it's healthy to be angry or not, and the article says yes. I'm talking about the fact that we need a nationalist party to save America from the socialists who are destroying us and dragging us to hell. And I'm saying that the slogan of the nationalist party should be borders, language, and culture, which has been the slogan of my show since 1994. And I'm saying that if I had the time, which I don't, because it would take 10 to 20 years to do this right, I don't have 20 years left of this kind of work. I'm on the radio every day. I could not create a party. I could create the party. I could lay the foundation for a nationalist party. And I'm thinking about doing it with the years I have remaining, my productive years. I may actually create a nationalist party whose motto is borders, language, and culture. I can raise the money for it rather quickly. I know that. I could raise a lot of money for this party. There's a number of problems, and I don't want to talk about it right now. It's not what I intended to do, but I've really come to a new sort of satori about my life over the weekend. There's a lot of time to think. So if you want to talk about any of these topics, There's one open line at 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials. If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
It's a Christmas gift. Come early for my friends at American Vision Windows. Call 888-392-4343. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Friends, with these new well-insulated windows, your monthly utility bills will drop. So don't fall prey to the inflated energy prices from the utility companies. Save money instantly on your energy bills. American Vision Windows will keep you safe, secure, the protection from dust, pollen, pollution, and noise. And, of course, they've installed my windows, and I am so absolutely pleased with this family-owned and operated business. Quality installation, industry's unmatched customer service. Here's the number to get this free estimate. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax, and you'll get free installation. Call 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Online at AmericanVisionWindows.com. 888-392-4343.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. This is Barbara. Barbara Simpson. What's this I hear? Carpet Contractors is celebrating its 38th anniversary and that you're also opening a new location in the Richmond El Cerrito area next to Costco? Congratulations.
Thank you, Barbara. That is true. Carpet Contractors is celebrating our 38th anniversary. Grocery, together with the grand opening of our new location in the Richmond El Cerrito area, a 62,000 square foot showroom warehouse on Central Avenue next to Costco. During the next 6 weeks, Carpet Contractors will be offering a super special celebration sale. Our carpet prices will be reduced to the minimum, together with multiple bonuses such as free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax, a sale that no one has ever dared to offer, with over 2,000 rolls ready for immediate installation.
Wow, Dimitri. Free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax. That's amazing.
For all your flooring needs in the East Bay, call 510-236-1111.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So we're talking about anger and longevity. And then on the other hand, you've got people who were once angry or criminals or murderers or thieves or this or that, who found the light, who became religious, who followed the word of God, and they read the Bible and they never get angry. I mean, they don't care about whether they're going to live long or not. They care about whether they're going to be delivered or not. And they believe in heaven, and they believe they'll be delivered to heaven if they lead the righteous life. So it's not just about how long you live. You know, so even if you read the Bible, Proverbs, I mean, God promises for length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you if you follow my law. That's what God said. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, what do people read the Bible for? I mean, you analyze what they do anything for. What do people do anything for? What is a person seeking with whatever they do? They're seeking peace of mind. You say, well, no, they really want pleasure. They don't care about peace of mind. Well, but that pleasure is peace of mind temporarily. Even let's say it's a crack addict. They're getting peace of mind for a few minutes. They know they're going to go to hell right after it. But they're willing to suffer that hell for the peace they're getting. Okay, it's a crazy deal. That's what addiction is. It's a crazy deal. There's no calculating where they're going. But everyone's looking for peace of mind at the end of the day. Whether you eat or you're looking for love or you're looking for wealth, what are you looking for? Looking for peace of mind, comfort. So that one then brings us back to the issue of anger. Now tonight, I can tell you right now how the show sounds to me. It's one of my shows that I rated a 98. I can tell you right off the bat, I can tell how I feel, how I'm delivering, how you're responding. This is one of my good shows. Why? I can just feel it's good. How do I know it's good? Because I want to be here. I am here. I know I'm in the right chair at the right time, in the right microphone, the right place, on the right stations. But I want to say something that's very important to me. I don't know if it's important to you. I can't just do radio for entertainment's sake, although I can be entertaining. Nor, on the other hand, can I do radio anymore, which is just angry, angry, hatred, angry. Oh, it's awful listening to it. I said that to you 3-4 weeks ago. It's going to destroy talk radio. This constant righteous indignation, this constant screaming about who's going to listen to it, even if they're right, who wants to hear it? Nobody. So therefore, I have to have a plan. My plan is a nationalist party, borders, language, culture. Maybe you'll do it. Maybe the Tea Parties will get organized. There'll be a charismatic leader, because there is no one right now. When you say Tea Party, you don't even know who the leader is. There is none. There were a few guys that could have been the leader of a nationalist party, but things happened. They got sidetracked. They got egotistical. They didn't know what it was all about. I can name two. Andrew Breitbart had a big following. He was a megalomaniac. He had big events. He didn't have a head for leadership. He had a head for creating controversy and people following him. And the same with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck had a huge rally, which we must never forget. Compliments to him. But what happened to Glenn Beck? Where did he go? What happened with him? He blew up. He'll make a lot of money, but he forgot that it wasn't about him. He thought it was about him. It wasn't about... This is the problem, is that you could lead people, and then when you start to confuse where you're leading them with what you want out of it, then it goes bad. Then you become a preacher who's caught in a car with a young girl. Then you become a preacher caught in a car with a young boy. Then you become Tammy Baker crying on the air with the mascara running down your face. And that's the end of the movement. So you have to be careful. That's all. I'll take the callers now. I really want to take callers. MAL in Washington, D.C., one of the great stations in America. Martha, you're on the Savage Nation from WMAL. Go ahead, please.
Hello,
Dr. Savage. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm Spanish, and I've always had a really bad temper. In my house, there was a lot of yelling and screaming. And when I...
Welcome. We must come from the same family.
But anyway, when I... And I've been married to an American for 40 years. But when I go visit my American friends, they were always... They have, you know, very civilized discussions.
Yes. And they probably think there's something wrong with you, right?
Well, when they'd come over to my house, I think they thought, you know, it was a crazy house.
That's funny. Well, it's a cultural thing. It is a cultural thing. Mediterranean people used to be voluble, and I think they've lost that, by the way, and they've all become kind of wimpy.
Yeah, my brother and I became wimps, actually, but I still have a temper. But my brother...
Well, let me ask you this. Are you still married? Did your marriage survive it?
I think it did. I think it made my marriage more honest.
You mean while it was still happening, or it's still happening?
No, I've been married for 40 years, and I...
All right, I'm pulling your leg. Okay, I wanted to see. And did you have children? How did the anger affect them?
No, we didn't have children. We elected not to have children.
All right, well, that's another story, because anger can screw children up, by the way. And there's a big story on anger between couples and children that needs to be discussed at another time. And I certainly do appreciate it. You don't sound angry to me. I didn't hear any of the Armada come at me. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. An 18-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering another teen in Bay Point. Sheriff's officials say Daniel Castano is suspected of killing 17-year-old Fernando Gonzalez in a gang-related incident. Gonzalez was killed while he sat in his car near Marina Road and Inlet Drive on September 6th. Officials say several early season storms have pushed California's snowpack well above normal levels for the first time this year. The snowpack usually provides a third of the water used by household farms and industries across the state. Taking a look at the freeways, northbound 880, Fremont Boulevard North, looks like we have a crash. A couple of cars should be off to the right shoulder. Southbound 101 at Tully Road, an accident was blocking, should be off to the side and mostly clear. Traffic fairly light for the most part, no problems. Getting to the Bay Bridge from San Francisco or into San Francisco at the moment. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage here. LS Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now, 877, write it down, 933-3315.
You arrive before the security guards and leave after the cleaning crew.
You plan your vacation spots around Wi-Fi hotspots. Sunday is your Monday. Yep, you're a business owner. And if you're like most, you've invested your life into your business. Maybe it's time to start investing in you. At Comerica, we've been helping some of America's most successful business owners and leaders harvest their success into a secure future for generations. As the leading bank for business, we understand what it takes to protect, plan, and grow the wealth of business owners. From estate and succession guidance to investment and retirement planning, Comerica's wealth management team is dedicated to helping grow the business of you. To learn more, visit a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor today or call 800-979-0850. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. Based on commercial and industrial loans as a percentage of total assets. Data provided by Highline Financial LLC, a Thomson Reuters company, June 2011.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack. He's Sweet Jack. He's Sweet Jack. SweetJack.com.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life. From the battlefield to home, home to some very good medicine, his family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. In this season of giving, remember those who serve. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. There are no open lines, which confirms my suspicion that all of America is not quite as brain dead as Sam Donaldson and the others in the media think. That there are tens of millions of people who are incensed at what's going on, tens of millions of people who have no outlet for their concern, and tens of millions of people who are waiting for someone to articulate what they're feeling, and tens of millions of people who would follow a charismatic leader, and tens of millions of people who could stand up to this international socialist juggernaut that is taking us over not the fiscal cliff, but the cliff of survival itself. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I feel tonight, and I just feel that I just can sense it. I can sense it. The audience is there. The audience is there. So let's go to the callers in the audience of the Savage Nation. ABC, WABC in the city of New York. Gail, welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I am very angry that there is no one out there on the national scene who is capable of leading the people like myself. I think the Nationalist Party is great.
Yes.
No one out there. And the reason why there's no one out there is because people are afraid.
What are they afraid of? Tell me what they're afraid of.
Well, they see what happened to Sarah Palin. They see what they did to Sarah Palin. They see what they did to Michelle Bachmann. They see what they did to Alan West. They see what they did to Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney didn't even do anything. And look at what they did to him. They dragged him through the mud.
That's right. The vermin in the media make anyone who stands up to the international socialism that is called politics today a Nazi, in plain English.
Really?
They start by mocking you and trying to make you into something you're not. Then they take you out of context and they try to turn you into something that you're not. And then they try to decimate and destroy you with lies altogether.
Yes. And people are frightened.
I'm not frightened. How come I do my show every night?
Well,
look, I got to tell you, Gail, let me tell you something. I've been banned in Britain and I wear it as a badge of honor right now. They smeared me. They took me out of context. The international perverts in England banned me. These are the people who were later thrown out of office for stealing money. And I've never been taken off the list, even by the fake conservatives who are running England. I have paid a big price for my opinion. Don't think I haven't. A lot of things have happened in my career, even in radio over the 18 years, as a result of my strong opinions. I know how these people operate. But if you let them take you down, there's no hope for any of us. So, you know, it starts in a supermarket. It starts at a PTA. It starts with talking about politics on a supermarket line. I've said this for years. When you go through a supermarket checkout line and you see the National Enquirer or these other tabloids, you know, it's a convenient place to express your political view. When they try to show Obama and Michelle as the great gods that they aren't, you know, you could say something to the cashier who'll not answer you, of course. You're not alone. You're not as alone as they make you think you are. You're actually the majority in this country. Do you know that? Do you know that you're actually the majority in this country? Right. Well, she's not the majority because she hung up on me. So, 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Let's go to the next caller. Austria, Deborah, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening to you, Dr. Savage. I would very much like you to address the difference between anger and rage.
Go ahead. Tell us the difference between anger and rage. Isn't rage just a magnification of anger?
In my opinion, rage is toxic because there's really no good way to express it without really hurting yourself psychologically. But anger can be very healthy, especially if you can elicit a response from the other person or from the situation that you're angry about.
All right, let's look at the root of the words anger and rage. Rage becomes, rage feeds enrage, the enraged. Rage, enraged. Certainly it's an example of what happens when anger is not controlled, isn't that? Where it's on the same arc, isn't it?
Well, I think with rage, there really isn't a positive way to express it. It's something that builds up inside of you, and then it just goes nowhere, and it just makes you sick. It becomes toxic.
Yes, but if you study language, Deborah, if you study language, you sound like an educated woman. If you study at language, you realize that the noun anger can also be, the word rage can be substituted for anger. Fury, wrath, spleen, tantrum, conniption, fume, flare-up, snarl, snort. I mean, these are synonyms in a way for anger, right? They're not used very often in our society. However, there are related words such as resentment, indignation, animosity, animus, offense, high dudgeon, grudge, not drudge, grudge, pique, umbrage, I take umbrage at you, I'm miffed at you. So there are words for a variety of varieties of anger. This certainly is part of our world. Now, what motivated you to call my show tonight all the way from Austria? I mean, you're listening on the internet, obviously. You have other things to do. It's probably in the middle of the night there. Why are you listening to the Savage Nation?
Because I adore your show, and I love listening to you, and you're like the uncle I never had. I was listening to you from Israel. Now I'm living in Vienna, and when I go back to Israel, I'll be listening to you from there also. You haven't any idea of how many fans you have listening to you in Israel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's good to hear. Oh, you emailed me. Aren't you the veterinary nurse?
Yes, I am. You got my email.
Yes, you're the veterinary nurse, because I had said on the show last week one of my pipe dreams was to go to Austria for Christmas and walk around in the snow and then go into a great cathedral on Christmas Eve, and you said there's not any snow on the ground right now.
No, and I heard that, but it would be an honor to show you around.
Well, one of these days, Deborah, I may come over for a piece of torte and a coffee. Thanks for the call. Who knows? It remains a dream because I can't sleep in hotels. Speaking of Austria, I don't know how my mind works, but I have a little dog, Teddy, the poodle, 10-pound poodle, very famous part of the show, 11 pounds. He's a great poodle. Love him, love him, love him. Then we have a Havanese, Toby, who's not as good as Teddy, because Toby was so-called fixed. Teddy's never been so-called fixed, meaning he's a pure dog with male parts. The other dog had his Schmendrick adjusted by the... And so it's sad. It's like, you know, Teddy bosses him around a lot. So Teddy's like the conservative and Toby's like the liberal. But then there's the crippled dog, the complete nut altogether, the one-pound one that barks at everything. She's like, you know, you feel bad for her. You know what I'm thinking of getting now? I don't know what it is. I get older, I want more dogs now. I can't take care of them, though. I want to get a giant, like a St. Bernard, a female, and call her Avalanche. I had vision today. I want to get her a keg on her chest and put a keg of brandy on Avalanche's chest. She'd be very unhappy living here in California. Avalanche would not do well in California. They like the cold. They like the cold. They don't really want to live in a house. And the fur and the fur and the dog. Oh, God, forget about it. I don't even want to think about that. WABC, Mark, you're on the Savage Nation, the anger issue. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you? I just wanted to let you know that first I want to say that thank you for extending my life by about 2.5 minutes because I've been, based on the ratio of 70 years of life and adding 2 years for being mad, that's about 1/35th. So since I've been on the phone waiting for about an hour and a half, I figure you have about 2.5 minutes tomorrow.
Oh, you mean the anger that you had waiting to get on the show?
There you go. There you go.
Ah, that's a good calculation. I'm glad I could add some longevity to your lineage.
There you go. I'm actually only kidding. I did want to give you some empirical evidence for what you just mentioned before. I'm an American of Italian descent. I'm over 50, and I've grown up in an Italian household. I had an Italian grandmother, and you know, from when I was young, I could remember that the volume was something like a small airport in the whenever we got together for a meal. Yeah,
I love it. No, I love it. I remember meatloaf coming down off the wall in my house when I was a kid. I thought it was crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. My grandfather, especially, he would yell at his wife and.
No, I had the same thing, but I got embarrassed by it as I got older, because you know, my father once threw a meatloaf on the wall, God, because it wasn't cooked right one night. Now, I remember it to this day. I remember the meatloaf dragging down the wall in Queens.
Oh yeah, and we had meatballs, and there were forks. I don't even want to go into the details. There were a lot of things.
You see, if Mr. Romney had a household where there was meatball fights over a meal, I think he would be president today.
Well, that's one of the things I think that the Republican Party, the establishment Republican Party, anyway.
No, yeah, they have no anger, and women want men who get excited over something. They show no. You know what, and that's why they lost as well. The women want somebody with you know what to stand up for them.
Yeah, of course, but they don't have.
Well, why is it that the Democrats think they have the right to get angry? Who gave them the entire right to righteous indignation? These frauds. Who are they fooling?
But they bully the Republicans, and the Republicans just don't take it. That's what I understand. Like, you know what, throw a set, and you know. I wish half of these people would believe what they say, because if they did, they would have fire in their voice, and they would, you know, when somebody comes up against them and says, you know, you're for the party of the rich, you know what, you're full of crap. I'm sorry to use that word, but the Democrats have more rich people in their camp than Republicans.
That's right, and you say to them, really, and what about Warren Buffet and Jeffrey Immelt? What, are they poor? What about all the people who supported Obama? George Soros, one of the richest men on earth, is he one of the poor? What are you talking about, idiot?
They are.
Yeah, look, I know the whole game, and you know that, which is I'm sure why you listen to me, because you could be doing other things at 10:45 in New York right now. Obviously, you like the Savage Nation enough to bother holding for it.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for listening and finding me back on in New York on WABC. It's a lot of fun being on later at night, but it's interesting to me who's listening. Obviously, the audience is growing by leaps and bounds, because here we are. In the second hour of the show tonight, the board, my Telos board, is just jammed out. Every line is blinking. I feel like it's the early days of radio. I actually think 2013 is, for me, going to be the biggest year I've ever had in radio. And why? I can tell you exactly why. Because I will tell you exactly why, but I want to wait on it. I want to wait on why I know it's going to be the biggest year. Well, I'll tell you why in a nutshell, because there's no leadership right now. The only leadership left is in talk radio and a few people on the Internet. Certainly it's not in politics. And the people are clamoring for a voice or voices. They don't know where to turn. And we in talk radio, as I've said to you before for many years, in England they used to be called a minister without portfolio. That's what we would be known as. Ministers without portfolio, meaning we're not really members of any party, but we speak for an awful big number of people. Unfortunately, we're not listened to anymore by either party, which means it's a perfect time for a third party. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
The majority of those who died today were children.
We won't pretend we know what you're feeling.
Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
But we invite you to tell us.
This is like a bad dream.
Because silence...
And now you just want to wake up.
...can be a lonely place. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We'll get through this. Together.
My name is Hortensia, and my story is real. I'm 81 years old. I worked since high school and thought I was going to have an easier life when I retired. The food I receive from my Bay Area food bank makes it possible for me to afford to go to the doctor. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't get this food. My name is Hortensia, and I am your neighbor. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
And while fire and big sharp rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country.
Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
When they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
What was your cable TV bill last month? Do you remember what you paid 10 years ago? Have you noticed the price of movie tickets lately? Are you seeing a pattern here? The cost of our basic information and entertainment needs keeps going up, but there is one medium that is still free, and you're listening to it. Local radio. Support the advertisers that support this radio station, and keep listening. We won't send you a bill. There are still some things you just shouldn't have to pay for.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Because that's what this season is all about. Mm-hmm. For my family and millions of Americans, it's a time mm-hmm. to celebrate the birth of Christ, mm-hmm. to reflect on his life and learn from his mm-hmm. example. Mm. Every year we commit to love one another, to give of ourselves, to be our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. But those ideas are not just part of our faith. They're part of all faiths, and they unite us as Americans.
They unite us as Americans. So you see, we're supposed to be our brother's keeper. You know what that means. That's a loaded statement. That's right out of Karl Marx. Read Karl Marx, it's basically your brother's keeper. So if a bum wants to sit at home and guzzle wine or collect a food stamp, that's you're supposed to provide him with the food stamp and the welfare because you're a good Christian. That's how it was. See, Obama's full of rage, but you don't know that. Very smart man. Nobody gets to that level in society unless something propels them, something inside, some animus. Nobody can rise to that level. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter what their politics are. There's an anger and a rage that drives him. And that anger and rage is very dangerous. Because in Obama's case, that anger and rage only goes in one direction, takes the country only in one direction. It's not about unity. It's not about bringing people together. It's not about making America a greater place. It's about divide and conquer. And transforming America into something it was never intended to be. And that's what we are facing in this country. So you can read about Cliff, you can read about this, taxation. These are all symptoms of the anger and rage that Obama has and the antipathy, really, towards this country, in my humble opinion. But he's very good at what he does. He never shows it. This is the conundrum we're in. If a man shows anger, he cannot make it in politics. He's immediately castigated as a hothead, danger, this, that. You can't show any passion unless you're a phony actor, faking the anger. If you're a faker and you become an actor and you get angry, it's fake anger. That they go for. But real anger over real things is not permitted in the country that we live in, not amongst politicians. And the Republicans, of all people, have played it out to the nth degree where they're functionless. They can't even show their humanity, let alone their anger, you know? So that's why we're talking about anger tonight. 1-855-400-7282 is the phone number. Doug, throw a caller up for me on the Savage Nation. Anyone will be fine. Which line shall I take, Doug? Okay, Lorraine on WMAL, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
You are on fire along with the other callers who, with all the reasons the Republicans have lost this presidential election, it was winnable even with Romney if they hadn't made so many mistakes. But I agree with everything you've said. The Republican Party is now divided among itself between the establishment Republicans and the Beltway against the conservative Tea Party. And until they get united, they're never going to win another presidential election.
Well, the fact of the matter is they're never going to be united. The Tea Party people have to break away from the Republican Party and let the Republican Party drift off like an Arctic piece of ice. Just let it drift off into the sea. It's a useless party right now. It does not stand for anything except itself. Tell me what it stands for other than itself.
And the Democrats are united, they know how to win elections.
Well, I'm not so sure of that. They put on a united front, but there's something you have to know about socialists. Then they don't all love each other. Ultimately, they break apart along lines of greed and power madness as well. They're not as unified as the media makes them out to be. They're absolutely not as unified. They are into the same structural defects as the Republican Party because they stand for the same exact things as the Republican Party with a slightly different modality. But frankly, they stand for themselves and simply lining their own pockets. But there's something that people don't understand about politics that I think I have to articulate in the next 60 seconds on the Savage Nation. You say, well, why don't the Republicans get angry? Why don't they get mad? It's because they're not angry and they're not mad. They're part and parcel of the very same game that the Obama machine is running. Obama is the titular head of the country. But the power, that power structure that put Obama in place, remember, he came from nowhere. He didn't come out, he didn't win because he created the cure for polio and suddenly he was a national hero. He didn't win because he was a war hero. He was put here by powerful forces. And they control both Republican and Democrat Party. The Democrats are clearly what they are. They want to drag us into world socialism. No borders, no language, no culture. We disappear as a nation. The Republicans are part of the same problem, but the reason they don't complain is because if you're on a committee, you need money for that committee. You need money for your district. And the way the game is played is if you play ball with the power structure, that money flows to you. They want to go over the cliff. They want to go over the cliff. They need the money to take back to their districts, to pay back the people who put them in power, keep them in power. So they don't say anything because it's part and parcel of the same game. Two-card Monty, no P. I'll be right back.
Savage. Contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The phone number to The Savage Nation, do you know it yet? Is it in your speed dial? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I want to talk about the myth of global warming. It's very important because as I listen to talk radio committing suicide, people bellyaching and screaming and crying about taxes and welfare. I mean, we heard it all before. This is the stock and trade from the 1990s. We've heard it before. It's important, but it's not radio. Who cares? I mean, what are you going to do about it? The average person is driving in a car or in a house somewhere. They say to themselves, okay, so taxes are too high and Obama's a communist and he's surrounded by a bunch of evil people. What am I going to do about it? We lost the election. They ran a moron from Wall Street who couldn't get out of his own way named Romney. And they undermined him and shafted him. So now what am I supposed to do? That's what I say to myself as I listen. So I say, well, what am I supposed to do on talk radio then? I'm supposed to give you information and knowledge which you can use to convince others that they are wrong about the entire left-wing phenomenon from top to bottom, because they're going to take you lock, stock, and barrel. They're going to take you like Grant Hook Richmond if you don't stop them with the facts. It's not good enough to bellyache and cry. And today I want to talk about global warming myths, because Obama will soon call for a world tax and cap-and-trade legislation. And you must stop the juggernaut of lies about so-called climate change. First, it was called global warming. So the other night, I'm reading the local rag, and there's an article about warmer winters chill ski industry. And I say, oh, God, here we go again. And they're talking about global warming ruining the ski industry and how the Protect Our Winters and Natural Resources Defense Council and blah, blah, blah. They're trying to peddle again the big lie, but the warmest, in other words. The juggernaut of the warmists. In the middle of the article, they write this. But while the rate of warming has tripled in the rest of the United States since 1970, California has partly sidestepped Mother Nature's temperature tantrum because the study's temperature charts show that the mountainous regions of California, including the Lake Tahoe region, were the only places in the country where wintertime temperatures remained stable or went down In other words, it got colder over the past 42 years. So I email the writer and I say to him, thank you for including the fact that the temperature has gone down over the past 42 years in California. I'm glad you included that. So he sends me back a note. He says, I would have thought you would be happy to read that information. That was his attempt at sarcasm. So I email him back. Then I say to him, overall, another propaganda piece, alarmism, lockstep, doctrinaire, stenographic, not journalistic. Have you read Lord Monckton's work? Let me repeat that. This is a writer for the local newspaper. I say to him, this his article about so-called global warming is basically another propaganda piece. It's alarmism. It's lockstep, doctrinaire, stenographic, not journalistic. And I say to him, have you read Lord Monckton's work? I get an email back from him, which says, Lord Monckton, question mark, work, question mark, are you serious, question mark. So I email him back and I say, so you know more? The brainwashing is complete, which is why you earn less than a union carpenter and have helped destroy a once decent newspaper. P.S., my emails are not confidential to you, and I intend to disclose this correspondence on my program, The Savage Nation, as we discuss the myth of climate change and the wholesale loss of an entire generation of otherwise decent people. By the way, sir, whatever happened to your old-time fear of acid rain and the annihilation of our northern forests? Never heard from him again. Do you remember in the 80s it was acid rain and our forests were going to be wiped out? You remember that scam? Whatever happened to acid rain? Answer, it never happened. Somehow the atmosphere neutralized the acid rain, and the forest is still here, by the way. Now it's global warming and the myths, and I'm going to talk about it with you because it's very important for you to see what Obama's about to do. He is going to demand a world tax and cap-and-trade legislation, which will cripple us all together. But since marijuana has been legalized in so many states right now, the potheads wouldn't know global warming from burning their finger on a fireplace. It's hopeless. America is being doped the same way the Chinese were doped by the British with opium. This is all because George Soros, as I'm telling you, I know it because I argued with his goons about 8 years ago who were funding the original marijuana legalization efforts in California and Arizona. I argued with them. I argued on the science of marijuana and on the medical dangers of marijuana and on the biomedical dangers of marijuana. They didn't care. That is how they elected a man like Obama with so many potheads in the country. Welfare recipients, illegal aliens, they can make of the country what they want. It's like Nutty Putty. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Joe on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Joe, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was reading your book, Train Track, and as I'm reading them and these people, I'm thinking to myself, are you who you are because of those people?
You mean because of the men and women that I grew up around in my childhood?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that we're shaped by our parents, certainly. Not I think, I know we're shaped by our parents. Our parents' friends, our family, our teachers, in those days doctors, were very significant in our lives. Our friends, certainly, who we choose or choose us. And yes, all of them influence us and shape us. Don't you think that's how life is?
I think there's some influence genetic, but I think that who we are is...
More. That's very interesting what you're saying. In other words, why am I so driven to continue to produce and write and create and struggle? Is it inherent in me? Is it nature or is it nurture? I think that's the larger question. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Okay, so where do I get my drive from? Why do I still have a push card in my soul? Why am I still struggling as though I... and working on a pushcart in the streets? Why do I work so hard when I don't have to? It's a sense of responsibility. Now, who gave me that sense of responsibility? Well, for one, my father and mother did. They taught me the work ethic. They taught me honesty. And they taught me the importance of hard work. And it was drilled into me to the point where I cannot change myself. Now, there are people who have those factors drilled into them, and they were slackers anyway. They just become bums. So I don't really have the answer. Maybe it's just in my soul. But I, you know, now that I talk about it, I don't want to go on and about myself with regard to train tracks. Did you read the story, My Silent Brother, about my brother Jerome?
Saw the picture of your brother.
Okay. I would say that he was one of the greatest influences in my life, even though he didn't say a word in his entire life. I have said many times, and God rest his soul in heaven, that in many ways I work for the two of us because he never had a chance. And I believe that I have two hearts beating inside of my own. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
This year, make 2013 the new you year with Ovation Cell Therapy. Guaranteed to restore your hair's natural beauty, Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair dry, brittle, damaged hair caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling.
Ovation Cell Therapy can dramatically reduce breakage and help repair split ends, even helping to repair the damage caused from hair extensions. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be thicker, stronger, longer, and healthy again. Guaranteed.
My Ovation experience has been great. My hair was terribly damaged and overprocessed, but now my hair looks and feels healthier. I love you guys.
Join the hundreds of thousands of Ovation Nation customers who take the time to write their personal testimonials.
If Ovation didn't help their hair look and feel thicker, stronger, and longer, why would they?
If you didn't get your gift of Ovation Cell Therapy for the holidays, hurry and log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a very special introductory discount. For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
I am a big fan of TV. You could make the case that it's the best invention ever, but it's not perfect. Like, why can't I find stuff on TV like I can find it on the internet? I love TV, but it's just a chaotic, unmanageable soup of 300 channels and a million shows. If someone at a party tells me about some hot new series or an old movie or even a Seinfeld episode I never saw, I should be able to type that in and bam, watch it on my big screen. Why isn't there a search engine for TV?
If you've been looking for a better way to find the really good stuff on TV, just replace your cable box with a TiVo box. Only TiVo searches TV and the web at the same time to find what you're looking for, whether it's on cable, Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu Plus. It's that TV search engine you've been looking for. Plus, you can record 4 shows at once and add a TiVo stream to take your shows with you on your iPad or iPhone. TiVo is TV, about 1,000 times better. Find what you're looking for today at TiVo.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows and receive a limited offer this month only. only. Free installation plus American Vision will pay your sales tax. Call for details today at 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Why don't you ask your left-wing friends whatever happened to Acid Rain? Remember in the 80s we were going to lose all of our forests in the Northern Hemisphere unless mankind went back to the rickshaw and started to ride on the back of mules. Apparently, acid rain was dropped, and then someone cooked up global warming. Well, here are eight arguments against global warming for those of you who have no scientific background. It's important to know because Obama is about to hammer you with a world tax and then cap-and-trade legislation. It's unbelievable what he gets away with. But then again, General Electric is making billions of dollars by working hand in glove with Mr. Obama. They're very smart. They've got a great act going together. Many of his friends have benefited from fake solar companies, fake solar contracts, whether it be in San Francisco or Nevada, windmills to nowhere. Windmills to nowhere, generating electricity sufficient to light a candle, cost about $1 million a candle watt. So here are eight reasons that you can use against global warming. One, most scientists do not believe human activities threaten to disrupt the Earth's climate. That's right, most don't. It's mostly politicians and those in the science government complex who receive government grants who circulate the lie. More than 17,000 scientists have said no, that there is no convincing scientific evidence that human release of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing or will cause in the foreseeable future a catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of the Earth's climate. Two, our most reliable sources of temperature data show no global warming trend. In fact, no warming since readings began 23 years ago. Three, global climate computer models are too crude to predict future climate changes. That's too complicated for you. Four, the IPCC, that's a governmental panel put together by international governments, which means it's an extension of UN think, the corrupt UN, that's doing nothing to stop the slaughter of elephants, is now telling you that the climate is being slaughtered and that you have to pony up more money. It's all alarmism and gangsterism. Five, by the way, a modest amount of global warming, should it occur, would be beneficial to the natural world and to human civilization. As I've told you, tongue-in-cheek for several years now, because the fools who are talking about it, who usually never went to college, or if they did, never took a science course, or if they took a science course, they would understand that it was only when temperatures warmed up during the medieval warm period, roughly 800 to 1200 A.D., that allowed the Vikings to settle presently in hospitable Greenland because of the warmer temperatures. The warmer temperatures melted the ice, and the Vikings were able to settle Greenland. And the fact of the matter is, there are other examples which show you that a warmer climate would have similar effect on the health and welfare of our own far more advanced and adaptable civilization today. In other words, a slight warming wouldn't be the catastrophe that Al Gorleone, the head of the criminal enterprise, the Gorleone crime family, in my cynical comedy, would believe you to believe. Shall I go on, or you've had enough? Would you like to hear more about this? Is there no time for common sense in the world? Is there no time for science in the world today? See, science means that you debate things through evidence. Obama is a demagogue in almost every sphere of his speeches, including the global warming speech, where he says, all scientists agree now that global warming exists and it's going to cause a catastrophe and sea levels to rise. Well, first of all, not all scientists agree. Secondly, science is one of discovery and challenging theories and finding evidence to prove your theory, both pro and con, until you arrive at the truth. But don't tell that to this current crop of propagandists who would have made Lysenko happy. See, the Soviet Union once had scientists of the type we now have in America. Our scientists today are largely like our so-called journalists today. They're stenographers for the government. And whatever the government says they should say, they say. Now, the government doesn't sit them down and say, you have to believe this. But it tells the PhDs that here's the grants. You're only going to get them if you follow this line of thinking and prove it. Or otherwise, you'll be out on the cold and get nothing. That's how they control us through the purse strings. So there it is. Brian on WABC Internet. Brian from Romania, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Dr. Savage, I just want to thank you for your inspiring words tonight.
Now, you're all the way in Romania?
Yes, sir. I'm studying medical to be a medical doctor here because I didn't have the opportunity to do so in America. I made not the best decisions when I was in high school and kind of, you know, slips through with, you know, C grades and wasn't good
enough.
It's
okay. So, I was not a brilliant student, but I remained a student. I was an average student. My mind was always wandering. I was somewhere else. I would focus on what the teacher was saying when it was of some interest to me. Otherwise, I was not a brilliant. I wasn't a memorizer. Let's put it to you that way. And medical school, unfortunately, requires a vast amount of memory. Am I correct?
You're very correct, sir. It's just, you know, when you have the drive and the passion to do something, you figure out a way to get it done.
That's right. No, I knew guys who were bad students in high school, and they were pretty average or poor in college, but they had such a drive to be doctors. Some went to Guadalajara, Mexico. Others went to Italy. Didn't mean that they became bad doctors. Some of them became good doctors.
Like I tell everyone back home, the bones are the same with the people here. You know, everything is the same. It's about, you know, getting it done and showing the passion and then coming back and doing the best you can in anything you do, especially.
That's right. Especially well, thank you for the call, doctor. Appreciate it. You know, you talk about doctors. I have an article that shocked me. Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. Great reputation, one of the great hospitals, allegedly, right? What happened? My headline is, third world doctors bring third world care to U.S. What happened? We're talking Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. One of the great citadels of medicine. Now, what's happened is, because they're bringing in third world doctors, five patients at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center became infected after a heart surgeon operated with an inflammation on his hands. You hear? Can you imagine Ben Casey in your day not washing his hands? Well, guess what? Well, he did wash his hands. But the doctor had an inflammation on his hand when he implanted replacement heart valves into five patients last June. Did the doctor do the operations without gloves? No, he did them with gloves. But the gloves developed microscopic tears, causing the infection to pass into the patients. So all five heart patients became infected with the Staphylococcus epidermidis bacteria, the hospital said. But the hospital apologized to the patients. That's the important thing. We have apologized to the patients involved, said the hospital. Can you imagine? We've apologized to the patients. Hospital officials are refusing to release any more information about the case or to provide historical details on infections at the famous medical center. This is what's going on in the country today. Preventable infections that in the past would almost never have occurred, are becoming far more common because of the diminishment of the lowering of standards, number one, affirmative action, number two, and mainly the great influx of third world doctors because they're cheaper. And a lot of American students don't want to be doctors. It's too much work. They don't have the drive to be a doctor anymore. It's too much work and the pay is too low comparative to the amount of work they put in. I'll give you another, it's a side note. When I was a child, I was told that in the Soviet Union, ex-Soviet Union, teachers earn more money than doctors. And I was always shocked by that. I couldn't understand why in a communist nation, teachers would have earned more money than doctors. Doctors were poorly paid. And I thought, now, we're becoming like the ex-Soviet Union in this way as well. Teachers today, because of the union thuggery, are earning so much money compared to so many doctors that very shortly, I predict, like in the ex-Soviet Union, union teachers will earn more money than doctors and will have the equivalent care of the ex-Soviet Union in this nation. That's what's going to happen in this country. Maybe you'll have to fly to China for good medical care. That's what's happening to your nation. Now, what can you do about it? Nothing.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. There's a gas leak in Brentwood that has prompted the evacuation of three homes, according to ABC7. It's happening on Albrook Court, and the PG&E is on the scene. No injuries are reported. The bomb squad in Alameda County responded in Oakland this afternoon after a resident called wanting to turn in 5.5 pounds of World War II-era TNT. And officials say work crews are making some progress in clearing debris from a rock slide that forced the closure of Highway 1 through the Big Sur area of the coast. Taking a look at what the highways look like now, it's not too bad overall, although we do have a little bit of a mudslide being reported at Castro Valley Boulevard at Jensen Road. Central Expressway at De La Cruz, it's a stalled car in the right lane. Don't have a direction on that one, but watch out for delays. And the freeway system looking pretty good right now. Southbound 880 at Tennyson, just getting reports of an accident. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Evil visited this community.
We all have questions.
We are praying for them.
We'll do our best to make sense of this story.
It just doesn't make sense.
With updates from ABC at the top of the hour.
I feel enormous sympathy for families that are affected.
And the emotions in between.
We have family in crisis right now.
Everyone needs to feel like they just lost someone in their own family.
Hot Talk 560.
Doesn't make sense.
KSFO.
Michael Savage here. LS Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now. 877, write it down. 933-3315.
There's a world of difference between technology and healthcare companies, between the education and entertainment industries. So why in the world do most banks treat every business the same? Because when you only have a hammer, you tend to view every problem as a nail. At Comerica Bank, we understand the differences. As the leading bank for business, we have all the tools your business needs to succeed. Beyond checking accounts and interest rates, Comerica brings market-specific insight and industry trend foresight to specialized businesses. From energy to environmental services, technology to life sciences, our dedicated teams of specialists fully understand the unique needs of specialized industries, nationally and internationally. To find out how we can help, visit us at comerica.com/business or give us a call at 800-979-0850. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. Based on commercial and industrial loans as a percentage of total assets. Data provided by Highline Financial LLC, a Thomson Reuters company, June 2011.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Canon Pixma Wireless All-in-One Inkjet Printers. Look for them at your local retailer or shop direct at the Canon Online Store.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Welcome back to the program. Here's another topic for you if you're not interested in global warming. Your President Obama has agreed to send 20 more F-16 warplanes to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. A newly elected Islamic dictatorship with an angry population in Egypt is being rewarded with 20 F-16 fighter jets as part of a $1 billion foreign aid package. That's right. Obama's going to send the first four jets to Egypt beginning January 22nd. What you don't know, they already have 200 F-16s. And the latest shipment adds another 20 F-16s to your friends in Egypt. But you can trust them. Because Morsi, as you well know, is a friendly dictator. After all, he's Obama's dictator. Obama and Hillary Clinton like Morsi because he's their dictator. They didn't like the other dictator because he was not their dictator. Morsi is their personal dictator. So the question to you is, should Obama send 20 more F-16 fighter jets to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? 855-400-SAVAGE. Your opinion counts. I mean that. 855-400-7282. Should your president and Hillary Clinton and Leon Panetta and all of the wonderful other people known for their brilliant, brilliant behavior in Benghazi, should they be sending 20 more F-16 fighter jets to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt? I mean, it's kind of a crazy question, but go ahead. Answer me. Morsi, as you well know, is a dictator in Egypt. The country is in turmoil again. So they're giving them the most advanced fourth-generation multi-role fighter with the most advanced electronics, 20 more of them. Because, look, the Muslim Brotherhood needs them. If they're going to wipe Israel off the map, don't they need our help? I mean, that's why. I'm Yisrael High. I mean, this is what you should be dancing, the horror with Charlie Schumer in New York. You know what you're doing. You know everything. You know everything. Democrats good, Republicans bad. Obama's a god. You didn't want to vote for him, huh, because he wasn't your cup of tea. Look what you got now. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. We talked about the myth of global warming and how the warmists are trying to scare us into giving up our sovereignty in the name of climate control, when in fact the evidence is not in that man is affecting climate very much, which is not to say I'm arguing for pollution. I've probably done more to save the earth than most of the fakers in the warmist community. But I don't need a halo to know that. I mean, I wrote a book called Plant a Tree in 1975. I wrote many books on the environment long before this crop of fake environmentalists were even glints in their father's eye. And I'm telling you that most of it's a myth. Whatever happened to acid rain, I asked in the last hour. Remember in the 80s, the world was coming to an end. All the forests going to be denuded in the northern hemisphere because of acid rain unless we stopped driving our cars. Well, that didn't sell. So they came up with the next game. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't work. Acid rain. But global warming, now we got a winning title. They got that out of Madison Avenue. Then we talked about the real hot topic. Obama is selling 20 more F-16 warplanes to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Even though the country has descended into chaos, Obama's decided in his inestimable wisdom, they're nice guys. They said they wouldn't use them against American troops or against Israel. They probably didn't even say that. So what do you think about that? Should Obama sell 20 more F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood? Of course, the people who make them think it's a great idea. They think it's a wonderful idea. John Larson, Vice President of Lockheed Martin F-16, naturally would say, this is a great day for Lockheed Martin and a testament to the enduring partnership and commitment we have made to the government of Egypt. What government of Egypt? The madmen of Egypt? The throwbacks of Egypt? The 15th century Egypt that's emerging under Obama and Hillary Clinton, that's the Egypt you want to send F-16s to? They have 200 of them. So now we're sending them 20 more for good luck. Okay, what do you think about that? Ross on WABC in New York. What do you think about sending F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood?
I personally, I do work for aerospace distributor. Yeah, I don't agree with it. I do work for an aerospace distributor out in Long Island, and we actually sell parts to the military to build some of the F-16s, F-18s. So we're part of the process of what gets built on these planes. And I'm not a firm believer of having these planes be sent over.
Why should we be sending planes to an Islamo-Nazi government in Egypt? I mean, let's be blunt about it. This is an Islamo-Nazi movement emerging in Egypt. Have you read some of the hate that comes out of those people? Why are we sending them warplanes? Have you read any of the hate that comes out of their mouths about Christians and Jews in America? The Muslim Brotherhood, one of the most dangerous organizations since Hitler's Germany to emerge on the planet, and we're sending them airplanes. Does that make sense to anyone listening to this show? No. Oh, well, it doesn't have to make sense. It makes sense to Charles Schumer, a big defender of the Jewish people. Yes, indeed. Rochester, New York, WHAM. Joe, F-16s to Egypt or not to Egypt? That is the question.
It's pretty much, Dr. Savage, a play of just rubbing it into Israel's face. Obama's a Bolshevik, and he's selling to Islamist fascists. It shouldn't be a surprise that he did sell them to him.
Why did 92%? Why did 90% of American Jews vote for Obama, knowing he would do things like this?
I mean, that's the fifth generation F-16 sophisticated.
Yeah. But listen, what I'm saying: why did almost 90% of American Jews vote for Democrats and Obama, knowing that they would do this? Can anyone explain that to me?
Absolutely crazy. It really stymied me. When I heard the statistics about the amount of Jews that did vote for Obama, I was flabbergasted. I said, what the heck is going on? And then Hamas sits and pummels Israel with these rockets, and they just sit back like it's not a big deal. And now we're giving Egypt 20 more sophisticated F-16 freighters. The guy's a lunatic. That's all I can say. He's...
No, I don't think he's a lunatic. I think he's one of the most brilliant presidents in American history. Look how far he's gotten, being as divisive and as incompetent as he is. It means he's very smart.
And he's got the progressive plan around him.
Yeah. If you have unlimited amounts of illegal aliens that you can literally deputize before an election without a peep from the Republicans, who are not all now bowing down to the quote Hispanic vote, that's the new bugaboo, the Hispanic vote. As though they have now taken precedence over the legal American vote. Everyone's bowing down to the all-important Hispanic vote. If you can do that, you can sell F-16s to the Islamo-Nazis. I'm asking you, are you for or against that? Is there anybody who says this makes sense? I mean, I would think most of you would say this is crazy. That would be common sense. You understand Obama's sympathies. They're not towards the Jews in Israel. That we know already. You know that Susan Rice's sympathy is not for Jews in Israel. That would be for African despots. Even the New York Times is saying that. We know that most of the people surrounding Obama have absolutely sympathy, but empathy for Israel. They have an antipathy towards Israel. That's a given, which explains why 90% of the Jews voted for them. Because you understand how that works. You vote against your self-interest if you're sane. That's what you do. If you're saying you vote against your self-interest. Anyway, the phone number is, you know what it is. What do you feel about that? John on KSFO in San Francisco, about the F-16s to Egypt. What do you think about it?
I work for one of the large aerospace companies, and I am disgusted with the way this president walks all over our export controls to give our enemies our technology. People work hard on this technology, and to see it go to our enemies is disgusting. I'm glad I don't work on the F-16 program, because if I did, I'd have to quit.
Well, why is it? Okay, so let's ask the next big pregnant question. Or in American parlance, the 400-pound gorilla in the room. Why is Obama doing this? Why is he selling F-16s and the fourth-generation F-16, by the way, to Egypt when it's being run by the Muslim Brotherhood fanatics? Why? What's the answer to that question?
I'd like to think that he's incompetently thinking that he can negotiate with the devil, but, you know, I really am not, I just think this guy has it out for us. It's hard to get around it.
Do you ever watch the TV series Homeland on HBO?
No.
Oh, it's not to be missed. It's unbelievable. It's about a former U.S. Marine captured in Iraq, tortured, released, comes back, becomes a congressman, but he really was broken by the Muslim fanatics and turned into a secret Muslim who sets about to cause havoc in America, even though he's a congressman, including his own family doesn't know he's a Muslim, except his daughter finds him praying secretly in a basement on a prayer mat, and his wife sort of suspects something's wrong. And he then sets out to kill the vice president of the United States by changing the codes on the vice president's pacemaker, which he does. He kills the VP of the United States of America by changing the code, sending it to the Muslim Brotherhood, the equivalent of the Muslim Brotherhood, in these series. It's one of the most daring series I've ever seen. But it leads you to ask, how many people in our government are like that man? Do we have any? Would you say there's a likelihood that there are some? Yes. Logically, yes. Sounds like it was none. Logically, you'd have to say yes. At this point, some Muslim enemies have become operative inside our government. That's a logical conclusion. The next question is, well, how many? The next question would be, how high up do they go? The next question would be, would anyone have the nerve to stop them for fear of being called a bigot? The next question is, how high does it go? And the next question is, how high does it go in our government today? That's all. Series of questions. I don't have the answer, of course. I'm merely a talk show host. I'm only a shock jock. We shock jocks don't know as much as the stenographers who write for newspapers. They're the ones who know everything. They know that there's global warming. They know that the Muslim Brotherhood are good guys. They know that the Libyan revolution was important and that the Muslim fanatics who took over Libya are our friends. They know that Susan Rice, although she has a sympathy for African despots, would be a far better Secretary of State than virtually any man, because she's a woman, and as you well know, women are more, they're kinder, they're gentler, they're more intelligent. Just ask Madeleine Albright or Hillary Clinton or Imelda Marcos, and you'll see what I mean. I mean, these are all wonderful, wonderful advanced human beings. Somehow being a female makes you a better human being. I don't know how that works out. Men are not good. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So, where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz.
For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction, besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company? Brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's how you can listen to the Savage Nation. You see the new map on my website. I love the map. It's a kick. You click on your state, and it shows you where the show is. Click on New York, WABC, 770 AM, 9 PM to 11 PM. I love it. HAM, Rochester. These are big signals. SYR, Syracuse, and others. I'm all over New York now. Phoenix, Arizona. Glenn on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doctor. What a treat. I'm outraged at this F-16 ordeal. I have a question. Who's going to pay? Are we going to get paid? What's the deal with the
exchange? No. We're paying for the F-16s to Egypt. Not only do we give them to the enemies of our freedom, the Muslim Brotherhood, but we pay for them. It comes out of taxpayer money. We pay Lockheed Martin to give them away to the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, they only have 200 of them. They may need more to destroy Israel, and there's no, you know, you got to get them as many planes as possible. So this is good. You send Morsi airplanes. $213 million order paid for by U.S. taxpayers is part of Egypt's foreign aid package from America. Had to be approved by lawmakers in Washington. And apparently they all approved it. Yeah, the Republicans are approved. They both approved it. Republicans, the fakers on the fiscal cliff lie. You actually believe that there's a difference? At this point, no, there isn't. I know I'm more right than ever. People say, oh, we lost. Look what he's doing. So what, are you kidding me? What do you mean you lost? We've had a one-party government in this country for so long, I can hardly remember. I've called it a Democrat or Republican government for years. I'm not one of these idiot shills for the Republican Party calling myself a conservative talk show host. I'm embarrassed to listen to half of them, making believe that if we get the K Street racketeers back, suddenly all will be well again. Are you crazy? Why do you think the Republicans are not screaming bloody murder about what's going on? with the Obama administration. It's hush-hush, my baby. And the reason it's hush-hush is because you don't understand something. Why do you think the stew bum who's negotiating against Obama, the stew bum from Cleveland, wherever he's from, the barman there, the one who always has a tan and wears a pink tie and smokes too many cigarettes, good-looking guy with a, you know what I'm talking about. Why do you think he's negotiating with Obama so quietly and going along with it? You don't understand something. If he raises taxes, which he's going to do, and doesn't cut any government spending, the Republicans benefit from that as well. What do you think? They don't get any of the money flowing through their hands? Are you crazy? They're on all the committees that disperse the money. So that's it. Put two and two together. You'll figure it all out. It's a one-party system with two peas, two nuts, and one no nut under any of the nuts. The shells. It's a shell game, in other words. There are two shells on a board on 42nd Street. And they're moving around asking you to put money down on R or D. And when you pick up both nuts at once, you find that there's a P under neither of them. At least it's one man's opinion. I admit that I'm too cynical. I got so many great callers. You can call me at 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't think because I'm talking slowly that there's anything wrong. There isn't. I'm just talking slowly. After all, this is not Mubarak, who was a friend of America for over 40 years. He was thrown out by the Soros-led think tank under Brzezinski. Then, et cetera, you know the whole show. Jeffrey Immelt, one of the worst men in the history of American business, in my opinion, of General Electric, who hires street radicals to keep them from protesting the fact that GE pays no taxes. He gives them $1 million a year, so people with fake reverend credentials, whatever. The chairman of Barack Obama's Council on Jobs and Competitiveness, Jeffrey Immelt, the chairman of GE, who pays no taxes on $5 billion in GE income, goes on television and says, Communist China works. It's a great place. China is good. It is good. China is good. Dictatorship is good. This is the kind of low lives now in high places. This is the kind of the lowest rung of humanity is now running the biggest corporations in American history. Lockheed Martin jets to the Muslim fascists. Jeffrey Immelt says Communist China works. Nobody, none of the stenographers in the media would say, look, Mr. Immelt, you're a nice guy and we like you. You know how to make a Windsor knot. You wear a good shirt. You've got a nice haircut. That's a nice suit. How come GE doesn't pay any taxes on over $5 billion in revenue? Shouldn't GE pay its fair share? No one asks them that. In all of this discussion, I'm flabbergasted. No one asks them. Why? Why is Immelt above the law? The same reason Warren Buffett is above the law. The same reason that Microsoft is above the law. The same reason the Google boys are above the law. They all dodge. They shelter the money, and then they tell you to pay more money. So you say tax the rich? I say tax the tax-dodging corporations. Nobody would argue with that. I told you that last week. Who would argue that they shouldn't pay? Why shouldn't they pay more taxes? They pay none. They pay none, zero. GE paid zero. They have over 1,000 tax accountants, most of whom are former IRS workers. So it's such corruption, it's beyond belief. It is such corruption. It's so massive on such a massive scale, which is why Colorado and Washington State legalized marijuana, so that the morons who elected these people can get high. Now that they've done their work, their useful work, they get rewarded with their marijuana, so they can remain completely ignorant of the dictatorship that's emerging around them. Reno, Nevada, Neil, you're on the Savage Nation. The issue is jets to Egypt. What do you feel about that?
Okay, I used to live and work in Egypt, and I was there during the Clinton era when they first started delivering F-16s to Egypt. And those guys were breaking them faster than they could be shipped into Egypt.
What do you mean breaking them?
They couldn't fly them, and they couldn't repair them without doing damage to them. I knew some of the U.S. pilots that were training the Egyptians.
Look, Neil, I would like to believe you. Unfortunately, I have such a cynical view of Obama, I can't really buy what you're saying wholesale. I actually think that he's trying to bolster the Egyptian Air Force. I don't know if I can believe, because they just sold Abrams tanks to Egypt as well. Monster, the best tank in the world. And we can't argue that they were junkers, too. Let's not underestimate the Egyptian military, first of all. I mean, let's go back in time. You ask any Israeli who fought the Egyptians, they had great respect for them. and whether the Arabs were in Syria or in Egypt, they're phenomenal warriors. They're great. They're great warriors. Ask the Jews; they'll tell you the truth. They know they are. It's just that God was on the side of the Israelis.
Savage.